He found it difficult to go to sleep again at once. For one thing, he missed the motion of the train. If it was a station outside, it was curiously quiet. By contrast, the noises on the train seemed unusually loud. He could hear Ratchet moving about next door, a click as he pulled down the wash basin, the sound of the tap running, a splashing noise, then another click as the basin shut to again. Footsteps passed up the corridor outside, the shuffling footsteps of someone in bedroom slippers. Hercule Poirot lay awake staring at the ceiling. Why was the station outside so silent? His throat felt dry. He had forgotten to ask for his usual bottle of mineral water. He looked at his watch again, just after 1:15. He would ring for the conductor and ask him for some mineral water. His fingers went out to the bell, but he paused as in the stillness he heard a ting. The man couldn't answer every bell at once. Ting, ting, ting. It sounded again and again. Where was the man? Somebody was getting impatient. Ting. Whoever it was keeping their finger solidly on the push. Suddenly, with the rush, his footsteps echoing up the aisle, the man came. He knocked at a door not far from Poirot's own. Then came voices. The conductor's. Deferential, apologetic. And a woman's. Insistent and voluble. Miss Hubbard. Poirot smiled to himself.